Her exit from the race left just two official candidates, Biden and Sanders, who had about 1,142 delegates and 824 respectively. Throughout her candidacy, Gabbard experienced low polling numbers, most often in the single digits. Her fundraising and polling numbers prevented her from appearing on stage for several debates during the past few months because she did not qualify for them. At times throughout her campaign, she even threatened to boycott the debates she qualified for over a perceived unfairness from the media. Gabbard's adamant stance against U.S. involvement in regime change wars and military conflicts abroad made her foreign policy views stand out from many of her Democratic colleagues and was one of the reasons she remained in the contest as long as she did. In her email to supporters, Gabbard vowed to continue her advocacy against U.S. military intervention abroad and to promote 21st century foreign policy. "I will continue to do everything I can to help bring an end to the new Cold War and nuclear arms race and end regime change wars, which are costing us trillions of dollars, so we can invest these precious resources in the needs of the American people, healthcare, rebuilding our infrastructure, education, and so much more," she said. Though Gabbard's candidacy far outpaced her ability to clinch the nomination, she's not the first Democratic contender to stick it out. Dennis Kucinich, a former Democratic congressman from Ohio, didn't officially drop out of the 2004 primary until just days before the party's summer convention, when John Kerry won the nomination. Aware the delegate math was long stacked against him, Kucinich said at the time that his mission was to influence the party on foreign policy and interject his anti-war stance into the fray. "The reason I have not dropped out of the race is that we may have a nominee, but the future direction of the Democratic Party has not yet been determined," he told the New York Times at the time.